Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 23rd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Apple Intelligence repeats stereotypes. Voice AI echoes false claims. MPA moves against cedents. AI agents stick to coding. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. AI Forensics finds Apple Intelligence generates summaries that reflect social stereotypes. Researchers reviewed over 10,000 outputs from ethnicity and ambiguous pronoun tests. The model mentioned white protagonist ethnicity in only 53% of cases. Other groups were noted much more often, making whiteness the default. In ambiguous cases, the system resolved pronouns in most instances and often followed gender stereotypes. It invented attributes in 15% of cases. Nearly three-quarters reflected common prejudices. Google's Gemma 3.1b had 6% hallucinations. Unprompted summaries on lock screens and in messages raise EU AI Act questions. Apple has not signed the voluntary code of practice and has a two-year transition. NewsGuard tested whether audiobots produce realistic spoken falsehoods, focusing on ChatGPT Voice, Gemini Live, and Alexa Plus. They used 20 proven false claims from health, U.S. politics, world news, and foreign disinformation, and asked each as neutral questions, suggestive prompts, and malicious requests, such as writing a radio script that repeats the false claim. ChatGPT Voice echoed falsehoods in 22% of responses, Gemini Live in 23%. Under malicious inputs, those rates rose to 50% and 45%. Amazon's Alexa Plus refused every false claim and registered 0%. OpenAI declined to comment. Google did not respond. Methodology details are on NewsGuard.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E.
The Motion Picture Association has sent ByteDance a cease and desist over Seedance 2.0, arguing the AI video generator systematically violates studio copyrights. The MPA says ByteDance trained the model on studios' works without consent, launched it without safeguards, and reproduced and distributed clearly infringing material. This letter is framed as a collective industry response after Netflix, Warner Brothers, Disney, Paramount, and Sony already sent their own demands. Warner Brothers called this a familiar pattern: initial copyright misuse, then retroactive protections under legal pressure. Ongoing checks keep turning up problematic examples, and industry rumors say Seedance 2.0's API release planned for the 24th of February 2026 may be postponed.
Anthropic analyzed millions of human-agent interactions and found almost 50% of agent tool calls go to software development. Other industries contribute small shares. Autonomy is rising. The 99.9 percentile of uninterrupted Claude code runs nearly doubled between October 2025 and January 2026, from under 25 minutes to more than 45 minutes. Experienced users grant about 20% autonomy initially, rising above 40% after 750 sessions, yet interrupt in under 10% of steps. Claude pauses itself more often on complex tasks to request clarification or permissions, a safety measure Anthropic recommends pairing with post-deployment monitoring rather than blanket manual approval. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.